علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners to the IRIB English Radio Gate of Knowledge program. We were talking about the 31st letter of the book Nahjul Balagha, the letter of our beloved Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam to his son Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. And we were talking about the pieces of advice that Imam gave to his son. And now in this portion, Imam is teaching his son the ways to enliven his heart, to have a healthy heart. And by this heart, we do not mean, or Imam does not mean, the physical cardiac muscle that lays in our chest, rather, within our chest, rather, he means the center of our soul, or that core of our spirit or soul, that is the center of all the emotions and senses and spirituality. Imam says, my beloved son, do one thing. أحيي قلبك بالموعظة. Enliven your heart with preaching. Anytime you feel you're depressed, anytime you feel you're dead from inside, you're down, and you need to wake up, you need a refreshment, you need to feel that you're alive again, you need resuscitation, go and listen to preachings. Go and have some mawada. And in here, we talked about the fact that you might have a preacher from outside, maybe a teacher, maybe a scholar that is accessible to you, that you're in contact with, which is very necessary and critical in the path of our spiritual growth. But at the same time, it's very important to have our own nafs, our own wisdom, to our own intellect, to give us preaching. So spend the time on daily basis to talk to yourself, to have solitude, and to have, inshallah, preaching for yourself. Inshallah, we'll take a break and we'll come back.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Imam on the second part said, وَأَمِتْهُ بِالزَّهَادَ. The number one was enliven your heart with preaching. And then Imam says, kill those worldly attachments of your heart with zuhd. And they asked on other notes, what is the definition of zuhd? What is the state of zuhd or renunciation? Imam says, it is that state where for you it is of no worth or of no care that if you gain or lose from anything or possessions of any type of this dunya. So if you purchase a new house, if you upgrade your car, whereas you lose your house or your car gets faces theft, nothing would change your emotion and the state that you're in. Not that become you emotionless, rather you grow to the extent that these little incidents of the dunya would not move you anywhere, would not become the cause of your actions or movement to any directions. And then the mom says, empower your heart with certainty and yaqeen. You need to give power. Your heart needs to be intensified. You need to get determined by one thing, and that is yaqeen. Imam is teaching us these brake and gas pedal of the driving skills that we need to learn in order to proceed through the journey of this dunya. So, أحيي قلبك بالموعظة, switch your car, start your car, start the engine with preaching in Mawa'idha. And then, if you're going too fast, amithu bizzahada. Kill or break or take a break or slow down with using zahada or renunciation. And then, qawwihi bil yaqeen. If you feel you're weak, if you feel you're in the stance of being defeated by others or by the doubts that you might have, you need certainty, you need yaqeen. Give yourself assurance. Find where you can increase your yaqeen. Let's take another break and we'll be back.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
We are together with IRIB English Radio, Gate of Knowledge program. Dear listeners, Imam says, وَنَوِّرْهُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. Your heart needs enlightening. You need light on this path. What is the light on this path and journey that you're proceeding or taking in this dunya? Imam says, you need nur, you need light. In this darkness of the dunya that everybody gets lost, everybody gets stranded, everybody gets deviated, you need light. And that light is nothing but wisdom. Question here is this: how can we increase our wisdom? I'm going to leave you with two tips from other ahadith and the notes that are that we have inherited from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Number one is, one of the gates to the hikmah or to the wisdom, and hikmah is not only defined in the words that you say, rather it's in your actions as well. So that your actions and your words do not be useless, do not be aimless. Whatever you say, whatever you do, will have an impact on yourself and on the others in order to bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the other conditions or attributes of someone who is wise and hakim is that they reach their aims and goals using the least amount of energy in terms of being efficient, very efficiently. So instead of talking five paragraphs about one topic, they say one sentence and they make you think. Imam says, قل الخير أو أسكت. Either say good stuff or practice patience. Why? Because السمت باب من أبواب الحكمة. Silence or practicing silence is one of the gates of wisdom, or is one of the derivatives of wisdom. If someone is talkative, if someone is talking too much, usually we love that. Usually we enjoy that. But if you see someone is really silent and sits in the corner, go and stick to them. They might have something really offered, useful and beneficial for you. Some people would appreciate if you are talkative. They are silent themselves. They would love to be talkative, but they do not have the skills. I do not mean them. No, those who can be talkative, those who can be really speaking out loud and so on and so forth, but they practice silence by their will. Inshallah, we will talk about the ways to increase hikmah in the future sessions. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه